This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's bring in, fresh off a Disney cruise, Minnie Mouse herself, Rena Sargentopoulos.
I like to think of myself more as Mega Mouse.
Now, on this cruise, at any point, did you and the family dress up in costumes?
My daughter did.
Okay. Who was
for one night? They have a pirate themed night on the ship. No matter what Disney cruise you take, there's always a pirate night.
So she was a mean, vicious pirate?
Well, she is mean and vicious. So yes, if she dresses as a pirate, then she would become a mean, vicious pirate.
So good. Sorry. Did she enjoy her time as a pirate?
Oh, she loved the whole thing.
Yeah?
She loved every last second of it, yes.
If you're not dressed as a pirate, do you at least talk like a pirate with your daughter?
Arrgh! You know, did you do that?
No, none of that.
None of that?
I'm not a moron.
Ooh. Oh, well, I'm not a moron. Hey, go on. We are big with the pirate community.
Pirates love this.
The pirates love
us. I've heard this.
Yeah. They don't care for this segment now. This is going to crush our podcasting numbers now. You have insulted the pirates, the pirate community. Rena Sargentopoulos, famous pirates. What do you got?
Well, she's from Pittsburgh, too.
Yes,
she should love the pirates.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I can't. The Johnny Depp dude, that's the only pirate I can come up with. Yeah. Captain Hook.
Yeah, Captain Hook.
He was a pirate, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Making fun of a guy.
That's all I got.
Making fun of a guy with hand issues. I mean, go ahead. Who else do you want to attack here in the first 3 minutes? Were the characters everywhere? Were they all over the place?
No.
Really?
There were special times, I think. We never did this, but there are special times where the certain characters would be like, this character is going to be standing here in the Great Hall. And then people would line up, adults and children, to get their pictures taken with said characters.
Your daughter would have loved this. Why didn't you do this?
No, she was not in any way interested.
Okay. I'm over here raising my hand. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Then why go on the Disney cruise?
Well, there are other parts of it that she wanted to take part in. She's not a
bar?
Character.
Did she loved the happy hour? Or?
How do you think she gets so mean? She's drunk constantly.
Well...
No, there were scavenger hunts. There were learn to draw classes. There was a slide that went all over the ship, and even Grandma Peggy went on the water slide with her.
Oh.
And you go to port, and she got to swim with pigs. And
excuse me, hold on a second.
Yeah,
pigs. I mean, Dave, weren't you thinking dolphins?
Thinking some sort of sea creature.
Yeah. So vicious, mean pigs were chasing after in
feral
the water?
Feral hogs.
I mean.
Yes. Boars with Tusk. No, I'm just kidding. They were very cute. They were adorable. You got to see them hot dogs and apples. They understood sign language. I mean, all fairly tame.
Okay, wait a sec. Wait a sec. So what do you mean they understood sign language?
You make the little signs and you're like, bacon. No, I'm just kidding. They understood.
To Russia's impact, Mr. Pork has already his made a fact. He'll work that into a spot, you know. Before you kill the pork, tell him it's been a good run in sign language.
Yes. Yeah. Bacon. No, if you raised your hands up, they knew to stop. And if you put your hands down, they knew that you didn't have any more food.
I would say to the pigs, if I don't have any food, it's kind of obvious, right? It's over.
It's over.
Yeah.
Sorry, pig. I mean, they're magical, right? Isn't that what Homer Simpson says about pigs?
Is that what Homer says? I've watched plenty of Simpsons. It seems like I should know that one. You know. How long were you on this cruise?
Four nights. I've never been on a cruise. Have either of you ever been on a cruise?
I have. Couple times. Couple cruises. I'll go quick. My sister was dating a guy who I called Slicky Boy. You can tell I thought highly of him, okay?
Yeah.
But he did have a house in Kauai. So when Kathleen and I got married, Kathleen was saying to me for months, you know, Slicky Boy, because she went with Slicky Boy too, wants to have us at his place in Kauai, and it was right on the water. And I went, okay, I guess I'll just be a complete hypocrite here, and I'll stay at his place. And then about 8 days before our wedding, they broke up.
So
we had to pivot to a cruise in the Bahamas, which was a lot of fun. And then also a WCCO radio cruise. Oh, boy, this has got to be 11, 12 years ago. Hawaii, where we went to the Four Islands, but we stayed on the cruise ship, which was a great way to see Hawaii.
Sure, I bet.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan, how about you? Cruise?
Never. Don't really want E. coli that bad.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't get sick.
Yeah.
No one in my family got sick.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm not rolling the dice.
Yeah. Wow. Who else? What other businesses are we going to attack during this segment here? I mean, geez. Pirates, cruise ships. So I saw you upset about coffee on the let's take a break. Let's take a pause right here. Then we'll have even more time for Rena Sargentopoulos. We'll pause and we'll remind you the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry, in studio next hour on WCCO. Well, you'd like me to talk Pella?
I'd love for you to talk about
Pella. Can I grab my sheet over here?
Yeah, it's the Pella windows and doors that you have in your current home and that are coming to the house that you're just about to move into,
fairly soon. I just want to make sure I have the latest deal because I know all the stuff. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was talking to Sarah, one of the Pella representatives. Actually, we were exchanging voicemails because I love working with her. She likes the partnership. We're maybe thinking about doing a little social media stuff. 100 years for Pella. Lasting quality, innovation, excellence, great warranties. They'll have an array of styles for you, features, options to fit what your condo, what your house looks like, and it's going to fit your budget. There's two showrooms in town, Plymouth and Woodbury. We also, because this is WCCO and the signal booms, we got showrooms in Fargo, Eau Claire, and Rochester. I did that. I went to Plymouth, and then I also had them out for a free in-home visit. And like Dave said, this house that I'm in is over 20 years old. When they made the change to my kitchen last year, it might have been my kitchen about 97.8% better. And I can't wait to go to this next house because it's filled with Pella windows and doors. The deal right now, $750 off your Pella project and 0% APR for 12 months. PellaNorthland.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
we get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Rena's right back here with us. Okay, you were tweeting about coffee. Explain to the audience what you were saying.
Oh, just the, I bought a cup of coffee today from a coffee shop, and I don't normally do that. I just make my coffee at home normally. But I was trying to drink it, and it's like molten lava, and then like 30 seconds later, it's like lukewarm bathwater. I was like, this is the evolution of a cup of coffee from any store, no matter what store you buy it from, and you go through the drive-thru, they hand you a cup of coffee, and you're like, can't drink this, and then you can't drink it because it is of a temperature that is no longer palatable.
Dave, go ahead and tell Rena what the two of us think of coffee.
It's wretched.
Thank you. Couldn't.
Your face is wretched.
Couldn't agree more with both those points. Okay, I mean, I was going to go one, but I mean, when you're right, you're right. Wow. I mean, both of you. I can't disagree with either one of you. I mean, you are firing bullets today. I'm just trying to stay out of the way at this point right now.
Let me, that's a good idea.
The rest of the segment, you are the smartest, most gorgeous, kindest person with the biggest heart I've ever met in my life.
See, if you'd have just done like the Trump tariffs and gone there, then we didn't have to have all this mess in between with me firing bullets at you.
Yes. Now, scientists have determined they know the perfect way to make coffee. And I read this story and I felt like, why am I doing this? Basically, it's pour the water so slowly over the coffee grounds that they'll sing with happiness. Get out of here. My God. I mean, just drink your pathetic, gross, addictive drink and get out of here.
Okay. Do you not drink some sort of caffeine at all?
The occasional Pepsi in a can, but not that often. I drink this thing that tastes good and smells good. I don't know why. It's called hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. And it dominates. In fact, I'm going to have a hot chocolate during the break on our mediocre hot chocolate maker right here.
In spite of coffee.
And you know how the water's going to come out? It's not going to come out drip, 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 just cascading and glistening. It's just going to come out quick, and it's going to be outstanding.
And will you burn your tongue?
And it will allow me to understand this wretched person, Dave Harrigan, that I have to look at. I mean, I think he's handsome.
May you not burn your tongue on your hot chocolate. I'll say something kind.
Yes. No, I don't want to burn my hot tongue. I mean, I'm pro my tongue not being burnt. Dave? Dave, where do you stand on your tongue?
I like a good body temperature tongue. We don't need to get much hotter.
But, you know, Dave's tongue dexterity is awful because he's afraid of licking an ice cream cone. He has to have all his ice cream in a cup because he's afraid it's going to melt all over. I have tremendous tongue dexterity and have no problem with the cone.
Yeah, much like everything, you just like to rush right through it quickly and have it done as quickly as possible. I like to savor.
Everyone's satisfied.
Savor.
Everyone.
This is the weirdest conversation I've ever been a part of. Yeah.
It can get weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
I mean, you're the one who called your child a pirate earlier. So we're just
And a drunk.
We're just trying to catch up. Thank you. We got to go.
All right. Bye, kids.
Oh, my God. Why do we have Rena Sargentopoulos on? That is exactly why. Jacob Fry in studio next hour.